And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin in the studio here with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Today we call him Santa Claus because Santa Claus has come bearing many, many gifts for our Christmas Spectacular. Yes, it is. It's our annual Christmas Spectacular, and those who have participated for know what's going on, but we're going to have some great stuff and some great takes here. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. This is the one that we wait for. Big day.
All year.
The Christmas Spectacular with Captain Mark Wish.
Oh, boy.
A.K.A. Santa Claus. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey.
You know, we those of you that are trying to get through, we did a little trick on you. Brian knows the system here. We locked the phones out. So we popped them open as soon as our open came up and instantly full. But keep on trying. You know the system here. But keep on trying. But it's going to be a fun day. But first, before we get into the Christmas Spectacular, what's going on at Pacific Edge?
Well, it's been an interesting year.
Yeah,
to say for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, between You know, it started off on, and with all the stuff that's happened in the summer and the fall, I forgot about all the good sea bass fishing we had early in the season. You know, yeah. We had some good Catalina fishing, and it kind of pooped out a little later. But, you know, the early season was good. Had some nice yellows at Santa Barbara Island. And then, of course, that bluefin thing, you know, kind of dominated all summer long with, you know, the obviously the yellowfin and the smaller fish down here, but that big bluefin for us, you know, that's a lot of buzz.
Crazy,
and then
huh?
Now it's that's all been, you know, because the fish are gone for one, but the time of year, and now it's the swordfish frenzy.
Still going on.
It's still going on. There,
wow.
There was at least one caught yesterday. I think Bill DePriest got his 12-year-old son one.
He has been on fire.
Oh, he's
guy.
Had a fantastic season, yeah.
What is that all
yeah.
about? What's he doing?
Fishing.
Yeah, just fishing a lot.
Fishing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like any kind of fishing. It's like you and I were talking earlier. I mean, you gotta just kind of get dialed in. And this whole deep water swordfish scenario, I mean, it's a little new to us, but it's not new to the rest of the world. They've been doing it for a long time. But
sure.
We've been getting it figured out, fine-tuning it for our area. And the guys are getting them.
Yeah.
I mean, the guys are getting them. I mean, there's... As far as I know, he had the only one yesterday. It's the only one I heard of. It could well have been more. And then two the day before, right, really late in the day, almost at dark there. And then, you know, prior to that, we had some weather for a little bit, you know, so nobody was fishing. But this whole deep drop swordfish scenario, I mean, I think we're just scratching the surface.
Yeah.
We've got so much structure. You know, I was talking to one of the deep drop guys from Texas a few years ago when they were out here doing a seminar, and he said, your problem is you've got so much good structure, it's going to be really hard to find the areas that really hold the fish.
That's a
good problem to have.
Yeah.
Because you can, you know, get off by yourself to fish some of these places.
Do you find the areas?
Well, it's a combination of finding the bait, finding that deep scattering layer, and finding little areas of sharper bottom structure that creates, you know, see, we're used to fishing on the surface and watching for surface conditions, and, you know, this deep drop thing, you got a whole different scenario where you're watching more for conditions 1,000 feet deep because that's where the daytime swordfish are swimming around. So, you know, let me just qualify this for 1 second here. I am barely scratching the surface of swordfish knowledge.
Yes.
You know, we caught a lot of them surface fishing through the years. I've been very, very fortunate. We caught quite a few. But this whole deep drop thing is new to me. So
how many swordfish have you caught?
Personally, I've caught one.
But I mean,
well,
on
one
the
and
surface.
A half.
You've been a part of...
Yeah, we caught one on the surface, and then I caught one throwing baits to fish. But, you know, most of my sword fishing was when I was running boats.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had 13 in 1 year.
Wow, that's crazy.
In 78, yeah, surface fish. You know, we baited hundreds of fish that year.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine how much was swimming around down
underneath.
What we're figuring around.
And that's the whole thing, because they're getting them on the deep drop deal now, and you really don't see anything on the surface. Nothing, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So
you're just kind of dropping a squid down there and going, well, I hope something bites it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a lot more to it. I mean, you get guys that are pretty darn good in it, like Bill DePriest from Pacifico Sport Fishing.
He's
got
having
a dial,
a fantastic
man. I don't know what
year.
That guy is the guru now.
Brandon Hayward down here with the guys that are working for him. I mean, they got it dialed in. They're well over 10. I think it was 12 or 13 now this season.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Amazing.
A lot of big fish.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the guys... some of the commercial guys fishing out of Avalon, I mean, they're saying nothing. You don't even know these guys exist.
No.
You know, they've been picking away steady, you know, right out in front of town, essentially.
Yeah.
There's a huge area of fish to fish because, you know, in all the years I ran boats fishing offshore, you know, we saw swordfish every place and not necessarily oriented so much to banks or whatever. It's just, you know, you're driving from here, you're driving from there, you're always looking at the binoculars and you see them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then the years, you know, and this goes back to the late 70s and early 80s, you know, we were fishing them intentionally. You know, a lot of times we would fish swordfish instead of marlin. You know, after a while you catch so many marlin that, you know, you're looking for a little more challenge. Yeah. So I grew up fishing with some guys that were very extraordinary swordfish guys. And, you know, that that knowledge of, you know, fighting a fish and the tackle that we use to fish with them, I mean, it's so different than what the guys are using today. And, you know, personally, I think these guys are getting a little crazy with some of the stuff they're using. It's just way bigger than it needs to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, guys are scared to death they're going to lose something. Yeah. I get that part. Trust me, I get that part. But, yeah this whole deep drop thing, it's just crazy. Yeah. I mean, I had a customer in just before I was closing last night, just buying a whole bunch of stuff, trying to get back out again today before the weather changes.
Yeah, for sure. And, yeah, we're supposed to get some weather. Now, before we get into our Christmas spectacular here, I got to talk about this new Pacific Edge bait, this new Pacific Edge website that you've put together. You and Chris have done an extraordinary job, especially on the bait tank side. My gosh, you can go in at PacificEdgeTackle.com, and you can pick out your bait tank.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, the old one crashed. Which, you know, at the time it was a nightmare, but in retrospect, it was like a really good thing.
Because, probably the best thing, huh?
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, double-edged sword.
Definitely.
But Chris done a huge amount of work putting together the new site with, you know, unfortunately we lost some pictures and stuff from the other ones, some of the text that I'd written about things, so some of that's just gone that we got to regenerate. But the new one, it's much easier to navigate. You can go to the different sizes and shapes of tanks. Each tank has pictures of installations, you know, some more than others. And then we have pictures of all the accessories that we make. I was showing you some of those little cute little things that we make for our tanks. And, you know, I do that right in the shop. We got a separate mold shop where we actually do the fiberglass work. But all the accessories I make.
So those lids are cool.
Yeah, the plexiglass lids and the splash guards and all that stuff. There's others. You know, some of that stuff, honestly, I make and I don't put pictures of it because some of it's really labor intensive, which makes it expensive. So I don't really want to encourage some of that business.
Like, like so tricked out that you don't want to show somebody, right?
Yeah.
That's what we hired John Anders for.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. John's the master.
He's, you know, John's something else, man. Yeah. Wait. You bring him up and it just makes me laugh because his little skiff, he's got a 20-foot edge water that is absolutely state of the art. You cannot believe all the stuff that's on this boat. And all sized to be perfect.
Is that the boat that you caught the swordfish
in? Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So it's out of the water right now. And because when he was pulling on the fish, he didn't like how the bow rail felt. You know, he put a special little bow rail up there for some of the fly fishing that he likes to do, and that was in the way of doing what we were doing. So the whole thing, the stock bow rail on the boat's coming off, his little add-on rail's coming off, and it's going to be a whole new pulpit and a whole new bow rail for Swordfish 2020.
Oh, he's on it now, huh?
Yeah, he's on it.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So much good stuff, but let's get on with the Christmas spectacular.
I think so.
Right?
I mean, some of those people got to be going crazy. Oh, they've been waiting for hours.
They
want
to do it. They were ready. I mean, all for the last couple of weeks, people have been preparing. So let's talk about what the Christmas spectacular is for those who have not tuned in to Let's Talk Hookup before. And
too bad for them.
Yeah, actually, this is a fun show, and it's all about fun. Basically, it's the best contribution to the broadcast today, which could mean what, Mark?
It's not going to be, you know, and these are great questions that we've dealt with for years, but, you know, it's not going to be, well, what tackle do I take on a four-day long-range trip? It's not going to be that, or how do I set up my bait tank on the boat? As much as I love talk bait tanks, not today, guys, not today. It's going to be the best contribution, which would be a story, a poem, a good take, a song. We had some great songs.
A great fishing tip.
Yeah, fishing tips. We've had some good takes on you know, some of the things that are happening conservation wise and legislation wise. Yep. And you know, it's the best contribution of the show, the one that makes everybody set up and say, "Whoa, man, I got to listen to that."
Good one. Yeah,
that's a good one.
For sure. And so limited to 60 seconds.
Yeah.
No.
That's pretty generous.
That's a 60 seconds is a long time on the radio.
Yeah, some of those, because, you know, guys just, you know, we got to shorten some of those.
And some of them, you know, either there's a couple things that could happen. If it goes over 60 seconds or if it's just not cutting it, we're going to get
what happens?
That's it. You get the buzzer
from Brian.
You get the buzzer from Brian there. And, you know, Adam's over there taking the phone calls. He's very jealous of Brian on the buzzer there, for sure. But we also want everything to be family friendly. Okay, so we've never had an issue with that, but I just want to remind our friends this is a family show and want to make sure it's that way. But what a lineup of prizes we have today, right, Corey?
Like
seven
crazy
different prize packages.
Like super
worth,
crazy.
In total, about $3,000 in prizes.
Like, yeah, are you kidding
amazing.
Me?
Yeah.
I want to run out and give a call myself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cast man, you're not eligible.
Exactly. I mean, just look at this. Shimano, number one, Shimano Torium 20HD reel matching Therese rod.
That's over, the grand prize.
Over a $500 package. Yeah. I mean, I want in on this.
Yeah.
I want in on this next one. Number two, the AFCO Proteus lightweight waterproof bibs and matching jacket. I mean, that's a $450 value.
Yeah, that's a great set for you.
And number three, a Shimano Tranks 400 reel. I need that for my...
Yeah.
Between El Salto and Cedros. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. That's
a $400
bucks
right there. How about number four? Thanks to Mark sitting right next here, Pacific Edge package, including three of his books and a $50 gift card.
Autographed books.
Right?
Well, I don't know if we should do them autographed. We'll sign them. We'll personalize them for you if you like.
It'd go from a $200 package to about
$400. Without question.
I like it. So a pair of Maui Jims for number five. I mean, the World Cup with the... with a Maui lens and
the Maui HT lens, yeah.
Yeah, there it
That's
is.
A great lens and the Mahi Mahi frame.
$250 value, thank
you.
Yes. Number six, a Fisherman's Landing package, including a full-day trip on the Liberty and a hand-picked tackle package from the tackle shop, $250 value.
Yeah, Ricky handpicked all the lures and stuff specifically to go on a one-day trip on the Liberty, and it's a nice Plano box. Nice
to go fishing with Taro.
That's right.
Man, that sounds like good times in its own right there. Number seven, I wouldn't put this in number seven or the last one, but an Anza Pro Series fillet knife, the 8-inch at $190 value.
The Fish Pro Series, designed by Fisherman's Processing. The 8-inch, which is the most popular. In fact, I saw Sean yesterday, and he said he can't get them fast enough. They sell so fast.
Is that what went with the Rollo?
No, that was a different Anza knife.
Okay.
But this is the Fish Pro series, which is their top of the line
$190
series.
Beautiful knife.
Those are our seven lineups there. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get started, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's just take number one. Let's go to Steve. Steve in Leucadia. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, anglers. This is so exciting.
Thanks for getting us started, Steve.
Well, I've got a little poem for you, pretty consistent with my previous attempts, so let's just get to it.
All right.
We celebrate Fishmas this glorious day, not Hanukkah, Christmas, or Kwanzaa, per se. Anglers were shocked to tune into the show. Ranchero music was filling the air. How can this be? It just isn't fair. Pete took the reins, and with us all in tow, he resolved a potential below-the-belt blow. With spring came the tuna and relentless breeze. It's hard to fish in huge roiling seas. The biomass scene was beyond belief, below Ensenada to Desperation Reef. When the weather allowed, we hit it hard, doing our best to punch a tuna dance card. Summer inshore was uncommonly slow, green water in cycles as far as we know. Saltwater, Guide Dave, and iconic Mark Wish did their best to share dope to put us on fish. Bluefin tagging delayed by a high wind condition. Next season there will be another rendition. A cool thing happened one October day. Hub SeaWorld in concert with SDCCA. Baby halibut freed into our Mission Bay. They numbered 100 times 23. Best wishes, little flatties. Grow big in the sea. Thank you, Pete Gray, for multimedia magic. To have lost Let's Tuck hookup would have been truly tragic. May the fish be with you, I'm known to say. Be true to yourselves and support CCA.
Very good.
Oh, very good.
Nice job.
That's a high bar right there.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good job, Steve. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks a lot for the good take there. That's
stoic.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
All right, let's jump back into it.
Let's go to Armand in Long Beach. Thanks for joining us, Armand.
Good morning. Happy holidays, guys.
Same to you, Armand.
All right, so I got a tackle tip here. I thought this was pretty common knowledge, but every time I go on the overnight boats, no one really uses it. Maybe one or two guys is using the black light flashlights to charge up your flatfall. It takes about like 5 or 10 seconds and charges it up, and they're ready to go for a good long time. And then I did a little bit more. I looked into see how long it holds the charge. And so I compared it with a headlamp, a high-powered dive light, and a car headlamp. And all three of the headlamp didn't hold the charge at all, but the other three held the charge pretty well. So if you use any of them, it's going to hold it for about, 15 minutes or so before you probably should charge back up. But that little flashlight fits right in your pocket. It's a little black light flashlight. That's my tip for you guys.
Yeah.
And does it make a difference? I mean, does it get bit?
I've been bit by it.
Yeah.
I mean,
right. Well, that's the idea, right? You want to get the glow going.
Yeah.
And it holds it right in your pocket, so you don't have to wander over to the big halogen light on the boat. It's just right there. You charge back up, and you're back in the water a lot faster.
I like it, and I think the biggest part of this whole thing is you kept it very clean and tight, and you did a good job.
Indeed. Hey, Merry Christmas to your mind. Good job. Thanks very much for the call this morning.
Let's, Arnie and Vista. Thanks for joining us, Arnie.
Morning, Arnie.
Good morning, guys. Hey, how we doing, Pete, Ricky, Corey, Mark? Merry Christmas to you guys.
Same to you.
Thank you very much. What I have today is just a little story that I wrote. I titled it, When Fishing is Not Just About the Fish. Okay, here we go. Going fishing, anglers always dream of a catch of a lifetime. But if that's all you're concentrating on, you are missing so much of a larger picture. Here's a few things you may enjoy right under your nose. Take it all in. Appreciate your time on the water. Take time to enjoy the sunrise, the smell of hot coffee and breakfast from the galley. The excitement of that first bite at gray light or the trollers going off hearing, hook up! Appreciate a beautiful sunset at the end of the day. The colors as the sun dips below the horizon, like snowflakes, they are never totally the same. Enjoy your time on the water. Remember, you spent your hard-earned money to go fishing. Try not to stress. Like Aaron Rodgers said once, relax. You may see something you've never seen, like a 200-pound bluefin leaping out of the water chasing a flyer, gray whales breaching off the bow, or dozens of sea turtles floating on the water. Bring your camera and use your smartphone to take pictures or videos to save your adventure. Lastly, be good to everyone around you. Be sure to thank the crew and tip them well, especially if they did a great job and helped you a bunch. And don't forget to support those who protect and promote fishing. Listen to Let's Talk Hookup. Come to the live remotes and join CCA and get active in your local chapter. I am a firm believer in good karma. You will find it very rewarding, as I have.
Excellent. Nice job, Arnie.
Yeah,
good words there. Very well done. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks a lot for that. That's really good. Really nice words there, Arnie. Good job. So everybody's got their scorecard. Brian's got a scorecard. You keep a score. And, of course, Adam's over there. He's got the master scorecard over there. And then we've got our entire panel of judges surrounded around Adam with the scorecard, and we're keeping score here in the studio. And three very good takes there.
Really?
This is going to be a tough one.
Yeah,
I like for sure.
It. And we're going to be right back with a Christmas spectacular on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in. With more experience and expertise on long range fishing than anyone, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will expand your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double-structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, the Christmas spectacular. We're having an awesome time.
Having a lot of fun. I want to take a minute here to be very grateful to a lot of people, of course, everybody here in the studio here with us today. Mark, thanks for all that you do for Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks to all our great sponsors of Let's Talk Hookup. It wouldn't happen if it wasn't our sponsors. And I want to thank our listeners, too, because they support the sponsors that support Let's Talk Hookup that make all this happen. And we're very grateful for everybody and everybody that tuned in. And, you know, the other thing that, you know, we had a big year this year in 2019. We made a huge change. Went from one station to another, and I want to thank the 97.3 The Fan and the great people here at Entercom for getting us here and doing a great job of supporting us and making this happen. It's worked out fantastic for us. It was a tough time there in May, but boy, it's just worked out fantastic. And between the Let's Talk Hookup app, radio.com, and of course 97.3 The Fan here and all the support here, it's just been fantastic.
It's awesome. Yeah. It really is.
It's really been great. And you know, of course, Brian and Adam here that do so much in the studio. Adam for doing all the app stuff and all the archives, and Corey and Rick for being the greatest co-hosts. It's like, I'm a very grateful guy, and I just want to thank you all for everything
That's
you guys
awesome,
do
Pete.
For Let's Talk
That's
Hookup.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks,
everybody
Pete.
Out there, and Mark and everybody that supports us. There's a lot of great support people here, and I just couldn't do it without you.
Oh, so that's cool.
Thanks very much
that's
for that.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump in.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's take Dave. Dave from Poway. Thanks for joining us.
Merry Christmas, Dave.
Good morning, guys. Merry Christmas. So I've got an alphabetical recap of show content from this past year entitled LTH A to Z 2019.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So here we go. We talked AFCO and boats, heard from captains as guests, had our day at the docks, and thanked Everingham Bates. Ford remotes fired us up. Giant bluefins did, too. Caught hull show fever. Islands fishing was hot. Jackrit and Jenrin, they gave it a shot. We shared Konakai brunch and Not Tying Gens, got a new launch ramp. They had lots of good mems. MC Corey was on it, brought us Bass Fishing News, Ocean Fishing Preserve. Thanks, CCA Cruise. Pete the promoter lined up the shows. Al Q was among them, a flyman who knows. Rodcock Rick is an angler. He walks the talk. Sponsors are tops, best on the block. Tackle Day discounts with ultimate deals. Bill Varney, Sir Fisher, Captain Rollo, Kids Wheel, week in and week out. It was all excellent. Chef Yanni Recipes, got to give them a shout. So, Merry Christmas to all. Happy New Year, dear friends. And that brings us to the very end.
Oh, very nice. Wow. God, good job, man. Dave. Hey. Merry Christmas
to
you.
We're
good
four job. For four.
Yeah,
man.
That's a good one, man. That's a good
really
one.
Good.
All right. You know Castman's going to want in.
I see everybody cheering in the background.
He's going to want in. Yes. But let's find out what's going on with the Castman and the Baja Report.
And the Cast Report today, Pete, is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the new Fish Pro series from Anza Knives, made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details. Get the Fish Pro series at Fishman's Processing.
Indeed. Good morning, Castman.
Hey, buenos dias, everybody. A good Christmas show, as usual.
Yeah, Feliz Navidad, amigo.
Yeah, I know it. Hey, listen, I'm a little miffed at you.
Yeah?
Yeah, you said I wasn't qualified, in 2020.
you're qualified. There's no question. It's just you're not going to win any of the prizes.
Hey, 25 plus years. I've never done this.
All right. We're going to leave it to our panel of judges here. What do you think, Brian? Yeah? We can let Cass in?
He's giving a thumbs up.
All right, Cass. You're back in. You better have a good take for us.
All right, man. Here we go. It was a night before Christmas with all hands up on deck. The trolling lines were set. So we said, what the heck? The cocktails were mixed with great cheer in hopes that St. Nick would soon appear. Below deck, the fishermen were snug in their beds as visions of giant bluefin danced in their heads. When out on the deck arose such a clatter, they sprung from their beds to see what was the matter. Up on the deck came such a flash as a giant bluefin made a huge splash. The boat started slow with a giant bluefin in tow as all hands on deck watched the great show. The battle continued well into the night, and as the man on the moon showed his smile so bright, who could imagine what next came to light but St. Nick yelling, keep that line tight. And so, my amigos, this tale comes to an end. It reminds us, keep fishing with amigos and keeping them near. So I say with great cheer, with nothing to fear, Feliz Navidad to all and near. And so, my friends, remember to book with Cast Tours next year.
that's a good one.
Good.
Nice, Cast Man.
All right.
That was good. All right, you're rating up. Okay, you didn't get the buzzer, so you're lucky.
I know it. That's a
win-win. Well, hey, Merry Christmas to you, Cast Man.
Yeah, Pete, I was going to tell you, we're making tamales on the 24th, and I will be running to Diego on the 26th.
No?
So guess what? You're going to get some tamales.
You just got extra stars.
Hey, and yeah. Don't forget, don't let Lolly know you got them.
Oh, that's no. Yeah. It's our little secret, right? I can't wait. I've been hearing about Cast Tours, famous tamales for 25 years now. I'm finally going to be able to kick them. One of my favorite foods in the world right there. Indeed.
All right, man. Well, listen, guys, next Saturday.
All right. Cast Man. Thanks a lot. In the meantime, if somebody wants to book a trip like at Loretto Rumble in May or go with Corey next month down to El Salto and yourself, how do we do it?
Yeah, remember, I got two spots for Corey and I's trip to Lake El Salto on the 10th of January. And then I've got four rooms left for the Loretto Rumble May 3 to 7. So give me a call, 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com.
Thanks, Cass Man. Merry Christmas to you. Nice job.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Cass.
All right, appreciate that.
All right, sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, iPhone, or Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information will be right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
So speaking of Terrafin, Mark Wish, talking about swordfish, deep-dropping swordfish, does that surface temperature matter at all?
Oh, boy. Well, ask me that one this time next year.
Okay.
I think that it does. And I've been, you know, talking to a lot of the commercial guys and, you know, recreational guys that are fishing them to get, you know, a sense of, you know, exactly that. Because it's an interesting question. You know, what we're seeing on the surface is very different than what those fish are, you know, at 1,000 feet during the daytime. But there seems to be a pretty good relationship between how the temperature edges and fronts line up and the color edges and fronts.
Really?
And but I don't have enough information to answer that one, but I'm really interested in that one.
And it has to be in some way connected because, like, when we fished anchovy offshore, you don't find anchovy from the 9-mile bank to the 14-mile bank. They're usually in a selective area.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so by looking at Terrafin and looking for maybe the edge of the little bit cooler water or something where an anchovy might be a little happier.
Yeah, a little greener maybe.
But that's the same area you're finding the tuna because the tuna want that warmer water and they come to that edge.
But it's all about the feed.
It is.
It's always all about the feed.
Yes.
The fish are never far from the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And but finding that cafeteria at 1,000 feet, it's, you know, it's just a whole different
challenge.
Deal.
Yeah.
And I'm absolutely fascinated by it. You know, I've always loved all those details. You know?
Yeah.
And so yeah, there's a lot to learn.
I see a new book coming up.
Well, the offshore book, you know, I got to say, you know, that's just. I mean, these bluefin screwed it all up 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, I better stop writing this thing or I'm going to write a book that's out of date that as soon as it goes to press.
I've got the title for your next one. From 100 to 150 fathoms.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's between the bluefin stuff and now the swordfish stuff. I mean, it's going to be a whole different book than what I had envisioned 4 or 5 years ago. You know, and I've been planning this one for a long time. This is the one I wanted to write the first. But I got sidetracked with the other one. So, it's still coming, but we're shaping it a little bit differently here.
Yeah, cool.
It's going to be fascinating.
Yeah. All right, well, let's jump into it. Back to it here.
Hey, our good friend Doug in Montebello. Good morning and welcome to the Christmas Spectacular, Doug.
Merry Christmas to all the listeners. My comment is, why is it we always have a good idea and our government has to always shoot down, even if it's for a win-win situation. I am talking about the year-round fishing license and that device that somebody made for sending a sound through the water to deter the sea lions.
Yeah, I mean, that's and that's why a lot of us, Doug, are a part of CCA and supporting those that get involved with the logistical legal issues. You
yes.
know?
Absolutely. It is a must-do. Doug, thanks. Good job. Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, definitely. Matt and La Mesa. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. Good. Don't be the first one to get the buzzer. Brian is just, like, itching to get that buzzer.
I thought Doug was going to get it.
Almost. It was close. It was close. So I don't want to make you nervous, Matt, but, okay, go for it.
I like to keep these short and sweet, so this is called the 2019 gift. 2019 was the year of the sword for the bluefin boys who might have got bored. They fished them hard and they fished them deep. And if they fished them right, they caught a nice treat. So thank you, Santa Cora, Santa Mark, and Santa Pete, for having a show that can't be beat. And thanks again for taking my call. And Merry Christmas to one and all.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Short and sweet. Merry Christmas to you.
Definitely.
Good job.
Appreciate that very much. Good job, Matt. Appreciate
that was a good one, man. They're getting good.
That was good. Yeah, there's some good ones here. All right, let's go back into it.
Let's do it. Dave in Angora Hills. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Dane, I believe.
Hey. Is it Dane?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey,
yes,
Dane.
Yes, sir, Dane.
Oh, yeah, so I have a little fishing wrap for you guys today.
All right.
All right. Yo, fishing is what I love to do. It's great being out on the ocean blue. Reels, rods, I own them all. I make those fish follow protocol. Shimano is the way to go. My Tranks works great with Power Pro. Give me an NOJ mag and set the drag. These yellows run like they're playing tag. Stop the boat, chum at the stern. I make those tuna feel the burn. Wait, Santa, I do have a wish. I need a deep drop swordfish. All right, guys, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
Nice.
Hey,
nice.
Good job.
That's
he
a nice
is a rapper extraordinaire. Dane, Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate that very
That's
much.
That's a really good one. We're going to be right back with more. More on the Christmas Spectacular on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah, we're having fun with Mark Wish from Pacific Edge, and I don't know, guys got some favorites so far. You got good marks.
Oh, yeah.
There
I
are.
Mean,
a lot of good ones.
The bar has been raised.
Just making sure, does that buzzer still work?
Yeah, it still works. Okay, so just beware. It could
it's
happen.
Yeah, all right. Who's going to be the first? Let's see if Tom... Tom and, you want to go to Rich? Let's go to Rich. Rich and...
Oh, you know what?
Tom.
You're right.
Tom and Temecula.
He's the next one. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Let's see if Tom gets the buzzer.
Good. You guys there?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, good morning. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
This is my Christmas blessing. This Christmas, I am thankful that I was born to a father who taught me to fish in the 50s and 60s. I was fortunate enough to enjoy great albacore and marlin fishing with him back in the 70s. Thankful to have enjoyed great bluefin and yellowfin fishing the past few years. And finally, thankful for modern medicine that has allowed me to survive two open-heart surgeries. I wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for the good Lord and the doctors who cared for me and other anglers, so we can all look forward to fishing 2020. Merry Christmas and tight lines to all.
Oh, oh,
good job. Hey, yeah.
Mark and I can relate to that.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, for sure. Indeed. Well, hey, Tom, Merry Christmas to you. Good job.
Yeah,
appreciate
Merry Christmas,
that very much. Indeed. All right.
How about Dennis? Dennis in Linda Vista. Good morning and welcome to the Christmas Spectacular, Dennis.
Hello, Pete. Hi, Rick. And very Merry Christmas to Cowboy out there.
Actually, Corey's here. Rick is doing his Christmas
Rick is
thing.
M.I.A.
He's
well,
M.I.A., yeah.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah, I'm not very talented, but these guys inspire me, so I did really, just in the last few minutes, wrote down a little poem, and I'll give it my best, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Christmas joy for every girl and boy, a fishing pole under the tree will bring so much glee. They are our future, so teach them well, so they can teach their children as well. Merry Christmas to all, no matter who you are. Let's talk up is for us all. So, ho, 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 let's get back to the show.
Okay, yeah. Good job. Nice job. All right, Dennis, Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate that very much.
Nice. How about Ralph and Menifee? Welcome to the show this morning, Ralph.
Hey, good morning, guys. Pardon my voice. I'm pushing through a cold here. Merry Christmas to all you.
All right. Well, thanks for the effort there. Appreciate you working through it.
Okay, I got a poem for you. It's called A Liberty Christmas. Okay. Oh, Liberty, oh, Liberty, I love fishing with you. You are so beautiful and clean. I feel first class when I'm with you. Tall and crew are pros that always know what I need to do to get a fish on the boat. On Let's Talk Hookup, I won a free trip. I had visions of poppers and irons getting ripped. So I brought my wife along, and she caught the biggest fish. Oh, Liberty, this will always be my Christmas wish.
Yeah,
nice. Good job.
Like it. Very good. Merry Christmas to you, Ralph. Appreciate the call this morning, and thanks for the contribution.
That's good. It's a good one. Absolutely.
Like it.
It's a lot of good ones.
Yeah, for
let's,
sure.
Let's see if Chuck from Dana Point can raise the bar. Welcome.
All right, before we jump into Chuck, I do have to give them that, because there's actually a number open right now, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. It's been tough to get through. Now's your chance.
It is, absolutely, and a full list of giveaways like crazy. Good morning, mm-hmm. Chuck. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, Merry Christmas. You know, I got a saying for everybody. Keep this in mind when you're out there. Don't be a slayer. Be a savior of the sea. And I got a challenge for everybody following up with Rollo on these guys. Take a kid fishing. Teach him your knowledge. Get the hook in his mouth for life, you know? If you don't have a kid, you got a neighbor or a cousin or a nephew, take somebody that's never been. That one trip will last them a lifetime, whether it takes 10 years to get back out there or not. So Merry Christmas to all.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thanks,
Chuck. Good stuff. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
That's a good one for sure. Let's take Cliff from Lakewood. Welcome to the show this morning, Cliff.
Merry Christmas, guys. How you guys doing? I got a great fishing tip. When you have those pesky skipjack tuna swimming around taking all the baits from the yellowfin tuna, my tip is pick up a dead bait, throw it out there, watch those skipjack bypass it, the yellowfin tuna come around, and bam, they swallow it. I did that four times to almost get my limits of yellowfin tuna. Not a single skipjack I caught. So that's my tip for the day. Thank you, guys.
Excellent.
Awesome.
You know, and that is, why is that? Hey, good tip there, Cliff. But let's expand on that. Thanks a lot for calling. Merry Christmas to you. Why is that? Why is it that the yellowfin are eating the dead bait and the skipjack are not eating it?
You know, I mean, they're obviously keyed into that motion, you know, of something trying to get away. And,
yeah.
And for whatever reason, those yellowfins just take it a little easier. I mean, that's why that chunk fishing, when you're long-range fishing or even local fishing, I mean, they bite chunks sometimes better than bait.
Better. Sometimes they won't eat the live bait.
Yeah. So, which is good for us because just like Cliff said there, you know, sometimes those skipjacks just get oppressive.
Yep.
You know, even though there's good yellowfin mixed in right there with them.
Yeah.
And the skipjack want a challenge. I mean, they want to see that thing running from them.
It's like fast.
It's like teasing a cat. The cat wants to chase something.
Yeah.
You know?
Can you imagine if Skipjack ever got to be like 100 pounds?
Oh, my
God. How
right?
hard they yeah. pull? Oh, my
God. Is the Skipjack, the yellowfin are just a little lazier, you think?
I don't think they're, you know, when you talk about a 25-pound yellowfin, they might not be as fast as a 6-pound racehorse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, those
definitely.
Things.
Those
well,
things
lightning bolt. I mean, you look at the meat, and it's full of blood, you know,
yeah.
full of energy and muscle
Lots
and stuff
of energy.
Like that. So they're fast movers, just like a bonita, right?
Yeah.
Fast. Can you imagine if those got 100 pounds?
No.
Bonita
okay,
and Skipjack?
Let's talk about that. Skipjack versus bonita. Who would win the challenge?
Oh, I think I'd probably give it to Skipjack.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I might give it to the Bonito.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Either one, I guess, really.
Yeah. I mean, they're both crazy strong and crazy fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
they both
it.
Pull hard.
You have me thinking
hard.
About it.
Indeed.
Can you imagine if a calico bass got to 100 pounds?
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, for sure. Now we're talking.
All right. Back to this Christmas spectacular.
Yes. Let's take Bruce down at the... Yeah, Bruce from Lemon Grove.
All
Welcome
right.
to the show, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, the best part of this year, as far as the show's concerned, I think, is the addition of Corey.
Oh,
nice.
I love straight honesty. Sometimes he's shocked. He's learning something new. We're all learning something new. But the way you present yourself, bro, it really is an addition to the show.
Oh,
I agree. 100%.
You already won, Bruce. Ding, ding, ding,
ding. Yeah, I'm looking at his cool. Cali sheet here. You're number
yeah.
one.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. I appreciate the comments, Bruce. Very kind.
Very good. Merry Christmas to you, Bruce. Appreciate the call this morning.
For sure. Let's jump back into it. That did open a line.
Oh,
that's
833-288-0973. Adam's a busy guy over there.
He
We're
is.
We're running through the phone calls. He's got sheets flying. I can see him over there. But be patient with Adam and be kind.
And the prize list, seven different prizes that tally up to over $3,000 from Shimano, AFCO, Mark Wish, Pacific Edge,
Fisherman's
Maui
Landing.
Gyms, Fisherman's Landing, Anza Pro.
Anza Knives.
I mean, it goes on and on.
Oh, boy. Lots of good stuff. One line open, 833-288-0973. Let's jump
How
back.
About Rich? Rich and Bradley, welcome to the show this morning, Rich.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
I've got a Christmas gift to my fellow anglers that was inspired by last week. Doug from Montebello called in because of the frustration he suffered with getting loops under his spinning reel. Now, spinning reels have been part of my arsenal for decades, and I've come up with some solutions that weren't covered by the panel of experts that I'd like to pass along.
Okay.
First of all, you guys covered some of the ways of dealing with the twist when the line is put on, but one thing you didn't cover was the best way to put the line on is the same way you would put it on a conventional reel. In other words, don't use the bail to put the line on. Some line winding machines have that capability, and if your local tackle shop doesn't have that, you can put things together with a variable speed drill and maybe a small nail or a small screw and maybe a couple of rubber washers, and I've done that very successfully, and it's made a world of difference. The next thing is it's inevitable that you're going to get those loops underneath, and one of the things that you can help prevent that from happening is when you close the bail, don't use the handle. Always close the bail with your hand because you're typically not looking at your reel when you're doing that, and you're gonna close the bail over a loop. So that's the next thing. That really helps. If you're out in the field and you need to put line on, and your only option is to put it on with using the handle and spinning it on from the store spool, well, go ahead and after you get it on the reel, strip a whole bunch of it out without a lure, and then rewind it when it's not attached to the spool. All of those things will help, and it's made a big difference for me.
Good.
That's awesome.
Good tips.
Yeah.
Very, very good tips.
Yeah.
Rich, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you very much. Good tip. That's an example of not a poem, not a song, but a good
contribution
to the show.
Yeah, worthy.
From where somebody asked a question last week, and Rich answered.
I like it.
Good job.
Hey, we're going to be right back with a Christmas spectacular and Santa Claus wish when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Check out the all-new Speedmaster. It has the same configuration as the popular Shimano Talica series for half the price. The Speedmaster is great for local bluefin tuna, Guadalupe yellowfin tuna, and much more. The Shimano Speedmaster 2-speed reel is available in a 12 or 16 size and makes the perfect gift for the angler on your list. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right, SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right, we arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars
$1,000 on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.